The Power FM Brekkie Show.
I am very excited for tonight. I'm throwing you a bucks party because I thought you needed one that the listeners could get involved in because we're all excited that you're getting married. They're not invited to your wedding because you had to cap numbers, so we couldn't invite listeners this year.
We couldn't invite every single one.
No, but a lot of people would like to wish you well before you head off.
Yeah, of course.
And get married. So throwing you this little bucks party, also because the one you had planned was rubbish. It was just going down the beach and having a bit of surf.
I thought it sounded like a great time, but apparently that wasn't up to your expectations.
Yeah, but you can do that any old day, and you do.
Yeah, sure.
On most weekends, you just head down to the coast when you're not working. So I thought this would be nice. We had Dan from the Western Hotel come to the party, and he said, you know what, you can throw it in our brand newly renovated garden bar.
Yeah.
It's like, great. He said, I'll provide some drinks. You got your food covered. Then we had this guy give us a call, Jesse Zara. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Very, very well. Good morning.
So you heard us talking about it. You called out of the blue to offer up your services. I said, look, I'm a local muso. I sing, I play guitar, and I'd like to perform at your bucks party. And we were glad to have you on board because we hadn't even thought of music at that point.
No, I actually was just thinking of playing some stuff off my iPod, which would have just been the Androids and Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, not really my...
With a little bit of It's Raining Men thrown in there too on repeat.
Yeah, nice.
So for you to come to the party and go, I can actually play pretty much anything. You know, you do your originals, you do cover songs. This is great. Brilliant. Thank you so much.
No, that's all good.
We're excited to have you on board. You've played a little bit around town, haven't you?
Yes. Basically, most venues around town. So, you've got Lane, Opulence, Bluestone, Farmer's Arms, which is good. You've got the best burgers in town too, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
I have
to give that a whirl.
Okay.
So, what are you usually playing? What's your set usually look like?
That's a very, very broad question. It all depends on what I'm feeling at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. The time.
So, what are you feeling for tonight's little shindig?
Yes, well, I'm very sorry, Chris, but I don't have any ABBA.
really?
No Dancing Queen?
I was hoping a bit of Dancing Queen would have gone down a treat.
It all depends.
Bit of Ed Sheeran, maybe?
Yeah, Ed Sheeran.
Hot knees.
Maybe Lonely Boy by the Black Keys.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Are you thinking about throwing a bit of a theme in there, being a bucks party / stag party, like sort of songs are all about, like, this is what your life was like. Now it's going to be very different, like a lot of that kind of
that's
stuff.
A very depressing angle to take, Chris.
Very different doesn't mean a bad thing, Jules. I'm just
out of curiosity, what songs would that actually be like?
Oh, man, I haven't actually thought that far
ahead. What do you think happens after you get married? Like, that's it. Fun's over.
That's it. We're done.
I never said it was negative, Jules. I just said it's going to be different.
You were slanting it that way, though, weren't you?
Isn't a bucks party, what didn't it originally come about, like, in its early days as, like, a celebration of, like, this is the last night of your life as it currently is? That's why the bucks party was traditionally the night before the wedding,
yeah,
Jules.
Yeah, true.
So I feel like I'm on the right theme with my musical suggestion.
Because, one of the funniest things I ever got asked, like, after the wedding, like, oh, how's married life? And I'm like, pretty much the same as before life.
Agreed. Agreed.
Exactly.
So are you married that you said agreed? Okay, so you can vouch for that. It's just business as usual.
Yeah, but I don't know, you feel closer, I suppose.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And you've got a whole bunch of nice photos afterwards too.
Yeah, and a tattoo from my bucks party.
Oh, really?
Which where was it?
Yeah,
did you know you were getting it?
Oh, the trouble there.
I remember walking in there, and kind of having a conversation with the tattoo artist, but
it's a memory a bit blurry after that.
Yeah, but just a whole bunch of people slapping my arm, and
then
it got infected, so it was kind of amusing. So
how far out was your bucks party from?
A month.
Okay, yeah. So was the infection all cleared up by the time you got married?
Yeah, it was all gone. All good, so. Yeah.
What did your bride to be think? Was she on board with this whole surprise tat plan?
No, she shook her head, called me an idiot, and just walked off, basically.
I mean, at least it's
just
like...
just getting ready for married life.
It's a treble clef, so that's kind of, you've got at least a bit of a personal touch there.
Yeah, it was going to be something different,
at least you didn't get, like, a dolphin over your belly button or something. Like, that'd be embarrassing.
Yeah, no, my father talked me out of the original idea.
Which was?
My father-in-law has a nickname for me, which was apparently going to go across the bottom of my back. And
oh,
I was like, yeah, let's do that.
Style.
Yeah.
Whoa, I'm so glad your dad taught you out of that.
He's like, that's not a good idea, Jesse. Let's just not do that.
Yeah,
like,
perfect. Yeah, so. Now, Jesse, you've actually got a little surprise for Chris tonight too, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
I do.
What have we got?
We've been conspiring against you, Chris.
Have you really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, Jesse's actually written you a song for tonight.
No, you haven't.
I have. Yes, I put a lot of love and thought into this song.
Did Jules help with any of these lyrics?
I gave some material, didn't I?
You gave some insights,
A few intricate insights into the life of Chris. Yes.
Do I need to be nervous about this song? Am I hearing it for the first time tonight? You're not going to whip out a guitar and play it now?
No, it was in the car, but I thought, we'll keep it for tonight.
Yes, unveil it tonight.
Oh, I'm kind of excited about that. You're just going to be poking fun at me, aren't you? Is that...
Never.
But yes, my dad, my best friend and my wife are actually my biggest critics, and they heard it last night and they were... quite impressed with it.
I thought it was a good song.
Yeah,
good.
But I wrote it yesterday afternoon, so it's kind
good.
Of...
good. This could be your best material. Yes. Always late to the last minute.
And I mean, usually when you're writing from the heart, it is your best material, so I'm pleased to hear that, Jesse.
Yeah, write it from his heart, sure.
You've got something massive coming up.
Something we want to
talk about to obviously build as much interest and registrations as possible because the money is going to a great cause. But you're playing at Relay for Life.
I am, definitely. 24th of Feb. Registrations are open, so please sign up and everyone get behind that because it's a great cause.
Yeah.
It's a great weekend.
Yeah.
I've got a really positive vibe about it too.
Yeah. It all goes to the Cancer Council, so all money helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get on board.
Check out Relay for Life website for more details on that. Enter, register and catch Jesse Zara on the night. And catch Jesse Zara tonight at the Western Hotel.
Oh, this is going to be good.
The Garden Bar, playing my bucks. I'm excited. Thanks, Jesse.
No worries. Thank you.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.